This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Cam Inman coming up in 10 minutes, Bay Area News Group. We got to get into some 49ers talk. Offseason, they've lost a lot of players already in free agency. But first, from the 510, baseball seven card stud. Threes and nines are wild, and fours you get another card. You're welcome, Steiny.
Well, that's not midnight baseball.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it goes.
Well,
And that makes more sense because if you get a four, then you get an extra card. You see what I'm saying?
All I'm trying to say is you said it wrong.
How so?
He said it's five card. What'd you say? Seven card, no stud. That's the name of the game, not midnight baseball.
No, it's called midnight baseball.
I got it as an error. Yeah.
Oh, boy. What's going on with our Niners?
Boy.
Oh, it's night baseball, not midnight.
Okay.
Hey, Steiny, night baseball is everyone gets seven cards down.
I love that.
No looking. Threes and nines are wild, but you have to pay for them. We play threes are ante and nines are double ante. Fours, you get an extra card face down for an ante. Once you beat the previous hand, you bet. That's East Bay Raider Mike.
Wow.
I mean, do you guys ever just get tired of doubting me?
We got to the bottom of it, but the verbiage in the title was wrong.
Night baseball.
Sonny, what happened to midnight?
You can call it midnight baseball.
Stop it.
When they play it in Alaska.
But I hadn't heard of that
explained.
So you've never been at the table with guys and gals, because I have, all-nighters, smoking cigars, playing poker.
Never liked cigars.
Well, I do it when I'm in the, like, that match.
No, we used to play in high school and college.
Man.
Yeah, not for a lot. No. Yeah, 50 cents a hand.
Give my boy.
What? If you're playing with six guys, pot can get up pretty high to, like, $7.50. $7.50. The 49ers, let me go down this list again. And I want to ask Niner fans what they think's going on and how they're viewing the offseason. Of course, free agency legal tampering period is on. The 49ers right now, here are the players that won't be on their roster this upcoming year. Dre Greenlaw, Kyle Juszczyk, Talanoa Hufanga, Charvarius Ward, Jaylon Moore, Deebo Samuel, Aaron Banks, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Elijah Mitchell, and today Leonard Floyd out the door. That's 11 players on the team last year that won't be on the team this year. Emmanuel Acho.
The facility.
The facility.
FS1.
He had this to say about what he thinks of the 49ers offseason so far.
Whatever the Niners are doing, I don't like it. Just because you have a name on a sheet of paper does not mean you have an adequate replacement.
True.
Just because there's going to be somebody listed at the right cornerback does not mean he can replace Tarvarius Ward.
Oh.
Just because someone's going to be listed under the position of fullback does not mean they can replace Kyle Juszczyk. Just because you got somebody listed at linebacker starting opposite Fred Warner does not mean they will replace Dre Greenlaw. You have lost the heartbeat of the defense, and you have lost the glue piece of the offense. I understand, optimistic Niners fans, what you all are suggesting. Well, Deebo Samuel, his production dropped off. Dre Greenlaw is coming off an Achilles injury. Kyle Juszczyk, he's 34. He's getting older. But what in the world do you intend on doing at cornerback? Who's going to start? What do you intend on doing at fullback? Who's going to start? I don't even want you to answer what you intend on doing at linebacker, because if you don't know that Dre Greenlaw is irreplaceable as it pertains to the heartbeat of the defense, then what do you know as a Niners fan? I do not know what they're doing. John Lynch, he said he wants to get younger. He said he wants to get cheaper. But what I wanted to hear him say, which he never said, I want to get better.
That's your guy.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Donnie. The price of a dynasty, right? And maybe we're staring that in the face without actually getting it done, but getting close as you can. Again, if you look at these names that he just mentioned, and everybody probably will have a different name, the one that hurts the most, but the bottom line is you're about to give a quarterback a lot of money, and my question is, Donnie, to quarterback what? What are the expectations now with that big contract and the fact that a lot of your cap will be going to him?
Well,
so I'll just ask you this. Am I wrong when you insinuated earlier that I'm living in the past in this regard? Okay, they were 6-11. There were some extenuating circumstances in regard to the injuries and bad football. But will you not allow me to or anybody else to look over the last 3 years and look at it from that vantage point? Like, yeah, a lot of these names maybe can be replaced, but Stani, what signal are they going on the cheap? The Niners.
I don't
know. That's a whole lot of people leaving your team that played important and good football at one juncture in their career, in their tenure here with the Niners.
There are some realities of pro football. Evan, are you listening to this right now? Can you please go ahead, give me the huh so you can finish eating. And then I want you to tell our listeners about Micah Parsons' tweet, the Cowboys player. Oh. You can finish chewing and then get
well,
to
put
it.
Him on blast.
I didn't do play-by-play for me eating food.
I didn't realize he was eating. And it was not eating, like not stuffing his face.
Yeah.
He was just nibbling because Evan's in good shape.
Well, you know.
He still can eat. You know what? Evan's quietly got some guns. Have you seen?
We've been working together.
But that's
just
what,
now notice?
No, I didn't just now notice, but that's what quietly means. I mean, he's not coming out here like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
But sometimes
coming in the tank top soon, Evan.
Sometimes you look at him and you're like, okay, Evan.
Yeah, I tell him all the time.
Anyway, what did Micah Parsons tweet out?
It's almost summer. Micah Parsons tweeted out in response to Clarence Hill, who's a Cowboys beat writer. I think he was referencing how the Niners are cleaning house, right? They're gutting their roster. And so Micah Parsons quote tweeted him not too long ago and said, "You no longer have a rookie quarterback. Welcome to reality."
I think it's because they're going to pay Purdy. They know they got to pay Purdy. And they're lopping off salary from other positions. Well, here's what I think's interesting. And I can see you starting to float this way already.
Me?
Let's
see if you
I can tell.
I'll be honest.
You know, we talked about, Brock has all these weapons because he's able to because he's not making a lot of money. You know what I'm starting to hear? Okay, well, now they're going to pay Purdy, and let me guess. But Steiny, he won't have any weapons.
Oh, no, no.
He's a $45 million quarterback. I mean, deal with it.
Well, bottom line is he dealt
with
it last year.
Feels like you're making excuses for Purdy.
I thought we saw some of what, and I give you the victory lap on you wanted to see him without some of his weapons last year. And, you know, to fans liking, for the 49ers, we saw too much of that. And I saw some things that, you know, concerned me a little bit or whatnot. But, Steiny, he's not in the – I don't feel like he's in the penthouse now, especially with the – what word am I looking for? The question mark in regard to McCaffrey. Can he get back to what he was the first time they linked up? I don't know, but now you're going to need him more. I think this offense is going to be predicated on around what Brock does well. So, Steiny, no excuses at all. And I get what Mike is saying. Like, you don't have Debo. You don't have that luxury anymore. And you damn sure don't have Ayuk to start the season. So, we'll see. But I just want to know, and we'll ask Cam here shortly, Steiny, are the Niners really going to the draft with their 11 picks? And I know they got some comp picks too, but my goodness, are you trying to replace these names all in the draft and expect those guys to be up and running next season? That's what my question is. Like, that's a big change already, because then you're really not, you know, big bad wolf in the NFC West like you've been.
Well, here's where you and I are a little bit different. You lost 11 players off a 6-11 team. This wasn't a 13-4 team. And this is a fair point to bring up from the 650. All the guys who have left were predicted to leave when last season ended. That's true. I was reading a story in The Athletic, though. Even though a lot of this was predictable or people expected it, it doesn't mean that it isn't indicating a change of strategy for the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. And here's the other thing I'm thinking about. We had Baldy's on every week talking about the Niners, and you were absolutely flummoxed when he said, this team looks slow.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, one of the reasons you get slow is because you get a little older.
Right.
This might be the perfect time to do the reset, a soft reset, whatever you want to call it. And you know what? I feel like with that schedule,
that's amazing.
I really feel like
you can get away with it.
It's a small part of the equation, but I think it's not. I do think it's something. It's meaning it feels like they could limp into 10 wins with that schedule. But of course, I'm using the 49ers template of, you know, the last 4 or 5 years rather than just last year.
Like, yeah, and I'm up here yapping like, oh, I think, you know, Floyd's no longer here. You don't have the luxury of Juszczyk, because that's all he was, right, Steiny? But the bottom line is they're balling on a budget now, and they hadn't been in the past. They've been paying their guys, and they paid Ayuk, and they paid Debo, restructured Debo. Everybody got their Benjamins, man. And now sometimes you got to pay the piper. And I just wonder, okay, if this is what time it is for the Niners, what does that equate to in regard to wins? And I can't really throw rocks or try to give a letter grade, because all we're seeing are the departures, but how are they going to replenish, and what are they going to replenish these positions with? Or are they just doing it via the draft? And who's to say, and I'm not being negative, Steiny, it's real. You know, you said, they're running these guys off. They won 6 games. Yeah, you got an easy schedule, but what if it backfires and you don't even get to 6 wins?
I'll take that bet.
Well, I wouldn't make it. Yeah, but
I mean,
you know
that's
what I'm
the thing. That's the thing.
It could just be
two or three year
reset, starting to where you don't make the playoffs.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. It just hammer homes my point of, you were right there to get that bling.
Well,
that
ship has sailed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's 2 years ago. Right. Let that one go.
So we'll see how they follow up a 6-11 season. But now finances are part of the equation. More so now than they've ever been, I believe.
I don't feel like they're going cheap. I feel like these are the concessions you got to make if you're going to pay Brock Purdy. Simple as that. And it's going to cost you some players. But
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I look at these guys, these players that they've lost, I don't see. We're not talking about these guys. We're not talking about Dre Greenlaw circa 2021. Now he may have a bounce back year in
but
Dallas.
Leonard Floyd wasn't.
He didn't have a great year,
but he was healthy. He was available.
Right. So
I'm just. You know, Hargrave, I know he wasn't great as a Niner, but how are you going to replace all the? And I know he was hurt. Malik Collins.
Listen to what you're saying, though. You're just saying that Hargrave was not very good.
Gotcha.
Leonard Floyd was not very good. Those guys aren't hard to replace. If they're not very good, you can upgrade.
Well,
they were just names when they came in.
Right. And I'm not telling you they were all-stars. My point, partner, is there's a risk involved in running those guys off. I get why you were running them off because you could, but Steiny, what if you miss on trying to replace them and their replacements are worse?
There's a risk in bringing back fossils. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Hey, Cam, how you doing, man?
I like the segue. There's a risk in bringing back fossils like Cam Inman.
No. Although, you know what?
Cam is a young man.
You're getting a little long in the tooth, just like me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's right. We're experienced. We know the Bay.
Yes. Hey, Cam. Evan said he ran into you.
Yeah. Cam,
Evan said he ran into you at the Warrior game. You were looking well, man. So, yeah, he's not a fossil.
I was trying to grow out, like, facial hair because I don't really have to go anywhere for, like, a few weeks. And, that didn't go anywhere very well. So now I have I shaved most of it last night, but I have a mustache. And so I was at the grocery store just now, and I'm like, I'm going to try to pretend I'm a firefighter for the day, but I can't pull this off. I gotta just get it back to a clean face, get back to the baby face.
All right, back to Wiggins. Let's talk about the 49ers, Cam.
By
my count, they lost. I don't have to go down the list with you, but it looks like about 11 guys, Greenlaw, Juszczyk, Hufanga, all those. Even though some of those are maybe most of them, it was expected. Where are the 49ers in free agency right now, knowing that they've only made one signing, the tight end, and they're down 10 guys who aren't going to be on the team from last year? Where do they go?
Well, I think what everybody's waiting for is, what is Joey Bosa? Where is he going? Not that that's going to cure 10 vacancies, but that'll kind of provide a lift. I think basically it's just in a lot of different phases, Matt, right? So first off, free agency comes and say, we're not going to re-sign these guys at whatever price that they probably can get on the free market. And so good luck to them. Thanks for your time. And all of a sudden yesterday, eight guys gone, including Kyle Juszczyk, is a release that kind of we anticipated, but fan favorite. Nobody likes to see it happen, but he's gone. So they've kind of learned their lesson where they don't want to overspend in that first wave of free agency. So they essentially sat that out. And I think, you know, they kind of, you know, John Lynch warned everybody a couple of weeks ago they were going to recalibrate with the finances. And that makes everybody all of a sudden say, oh, they're going cheap. They're not going to pay anybody. I don't know if any of those guys that left were people that you would really fight to pay. I mean, they got paid really well. And not saying that they were bad 49ers. It's just their time had passed. And so the Niners are still paying top five money to, I think, about six guys. And they still have to pay Brock Purdy. So I don't think they're necessarily getting cheap. It's just how they're allocating their money. And I've covered this team for 25 years. And so the York family knows it's like the best way to build your team is through the draft, which they did really well last year. They're going to have a ton of draft picks this year. Obviously, they're going to have a ton next year. So that means, I mean, they're not all going to hit in the draft, but you're going to find some guys, and it's you know, more affordable players. And so that's how they're kind of rebuilding it in the throes of playoff contention. A lot of people yesterday, I think yesterday was more about quantity of sentimental players rather than modern-day quality of a mass exodus.
Cam, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, Deebo Samuel, he's got a new locale. Is it fair for people to think, you know what, this Niner offense now is going to be Purdy-centric? It's going to be built around him?
Yes and no. Here's what I say. It's not like they're going to go four wide receivers. Shanahan likes to say we're not going to reinvent the offense, right? So all these people, well, Juszczyk's gone, Deebo's gone. I still think they're kind of their best offensive player is Christian McCaffrey, right? And they're going to run the ball with Christian McCaffrey. You got two very physical wide receivers in Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, more so Juwan Jennings. And obviously you have Kittle. And Brock's going to be a guy that knows how to distribute the ball the right way, like they did a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. And he did so because he had the NFL rushing champion in Christian McCaffrey.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Let me ask you about the O-line, Cam. They've lost Banks. They've lost Moore. And Trent Williams is up there in age. Is that the biggest concern that you see of this team right now?
No. The biggest concern is, what in terms of the offensive line, there's always a concern whether Trent Williams is going to be there or not. If he's there, there's not that much of a concern. The biggest concern with this team is the defensive line.
Okay.
I mean, they do not have defensive tackles. Now that they've officially released Leonard Floyd today, so that's another defensive end that they're down. They need to rebuild. I mean, for years, the way this regime built their team was the defensive line was the engine. And it helped that the biggest part of the engine came in the 2019 draft of Nick Bosa. But to the right or left of Nick Bosa, they need a ton of help. And you can't get that all back with a, like, top 10 draft pick or number 11, whatever it is. If Joey Bosa comes aboard, that's going to help. It's not just whatever Joey Bosa brings. I think when I talk about the Joey Bosa addition, if they do get it, I think that's going to maximize your best asset on defense, which is Nick Bosa. Maybe that lights a bigger fire under Nick and have a little sibling rivalry on bookends of the line. That's why I think it's imperative that they sign Joey Bosa, besides the fact that they need a ton of help. And, you know, they need a lot of help on the interior of that defense. Obviously, I think everybody saw how bad the defense cratered last season. And now if you look at what's gone on, they've gotten rid of a ton of guys on that defense, especially up the middle with Hargrave and Maurice and Collins getting cut. Devondre Campbell obviously is not going to be welcome back. Dre Greenlaw is not coming back. Hufanga is not coming back. So they kind of got to rebuild the spine of that defense, as well as bring in some edge rushers.
Cam, there was a report last week in regard to Brock Purdy. I don't know how accurate it was that, you know, the initial offer from the Niners was 45 per. What are you hearing? And Can you tell us just from what you know, where we're at or how far we are off from hearing news about Brock Purdy and his new deal?
You know, about probably a few weeks ago, I saw somebody and we were talking about it. They were in the know. And I said, so is this going to get done fast? Because Brock wants it done fast. You guys have said you're committed to him. And they're like, no, I don't think it's going to get done quick. And I said, well, it's got to get done by, I'd say by early May, because that's when Brock needs to be on the field for the off-season workouts. And it was more of a, I hope that's the case, but it wasn't like a definitive, oh, yeah, this will get done by then, no problem, because it's negotiations. And whether I don't believe that they would start as low as $45 million a year, but maybe they could because it's just negotiations. And if Brock Purdy's agent definitely should have started at $60 million a year, even though he may not get that. You got to start at the top end, don't you? And find a middle ground in there. And I think that's what will happen. To me, it's more curious about how many years are they going to guarantee Brock Purdy? Because they also got to insulate themselves, because Brock's had some health issues, obviously, the last couple years. And so do you like guarantee him 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? You're not giving him the Deshaun Watson contract, obviously. Dak Prescott only signed on for 4 years. Most NFL contracts are, I would say 1 to 2 years, right? But if you're a multi-year guy like a quarterback, it should be minimum 3 years for a franchise quarterback. So I would imagine it'll be something like announces a 4 or 5 year deal, but probably 3 years minimum guaranteed.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Bay Area News Group covering the San Francisco 49ers. The one signing they did make was Jaguars tight end Luke Farrell. And we had a little fun in here yesterday because we were looking up his numbers, and they're obviously nothing impressive. However, the 49ers, what's the plan with him? Could he be Juszczyk's replacement, or is that not something that you see?
He's not a pure Juszczyk replacement. The guy's 6'5", so he's not going to be in the backfield lining up as his lead blocker play after play for McCaffrey. Now, but you can line him up as an inline blocker.
Okay.
He can run like some of those routes that Juszczyk might run when he would like split out and maybe go down the middle. I mean, one thing about Juszczyk that really is underrated was the guy would make some of the most incredible acrobatic catches over the last few years where everybody's like, why don't they use him more doing that? Well, it's like, well, his job's not necessarily to do that. They have like 4 or 5 other guys that do that better. But gosh, when he would sell out and make some catches, it was a lot of fun to watch. This guy is not a big time receiver, Luke Farrell, but he's made some receptions. He can make some, he's a really good pass blocker. I did my background check just like you did, and I found out that he was a 2016 freshman at Ohio State University with Nick Bosa. So he's familiar with the Bosa, and I found out he also likes to play the drums. He likes comedies. He enjoys Seinfeld. So yeah. I'm giving this guy, like, I the more I read about him, I kind of like this. And he got a 3-year deal with, I think, $11 million guaranteed. So essentially that's like a 2-year guaranteed contract. So he'll be here next year as well. And then the one that they signed today also was Richie Grant, who is, he's a safety from the Falcons. He played the last 4 years, but he was a starter, I think, in his second and third years in the league. And no eye-popping numbers or anything, but that's more of a, all right, let's get some depth, get a veteran depth in the secondary, because right now you got Mustafa, Shaiir Brown. I'd imagine they bring in at least 2 or 3 other safeties to compete. But there's a couple of veteran safeties still on the market. It's just, the free agency is such a dangerous game to play that first day, because you're going to overpay for guys. And I think the Niners are way more cost-conscious about that than before.
Hey, Cam, if I were to ask you the biggest overreaction you've heard from the Niners' move thus far, and then also, you know, criticism that you felt was fair.
I don't want to say it's overreaction, but I can understand everybody up in arms over Dre Greenlaw leaving. And because he was big play Dre. I mean, he made the goal line stop in Seattle to get them the number one seed in 2019. He had those picks against Green Bay in the playoffs. He was their intimidator, okay? Because he was the guy that was really rode the edge when he played on defense. And I think every team needs a guy like that. But he missed essentially 2 of the last 4 seasons. And that aside, I mean, I was very concerned just how his Achilles are, whether it's the one he tore and he could only play a half on last season, the half of that one game against the Rams, which was spectacular. But then the next game, it was in Miami, I think he played only four snaps and he was grabbing at the other Achilles. So to me, that was a red flag where I would go, I'm not investing more than a year in him as a prove it. And but if somebody else wants to pay him a lot of money, then congratulations, and that's what the Denver Broncos did. So I think, I mean, for Dre, it's a win. For the Niners, it's understandable. He never made the Pro Bowl with the Niners, but he was a tremendous wingman for Fred Warner, who's your all-pro Fred. So, I mean, that was, to me, the biggest emotions. And then I think the Kyle Juszczyk release obviously tugs at you because the guy was a Pro Bowler all eight seasons with the Niners and just carried himself well, but wasn't like the big-time superstar. But I think everybody understood where he was coming from. So I think those were the two biggest sentimental moves.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He just told us he's covered the Niners for 25 years, but he still looks young, still looks healthy and vibrant. Let me ask you this. Yeah. If the Niners don't acquire Joey Bosa, where right. do you think they would go?
I mean, there's some other defensive ends on there, Matt. It's you know, I put together the list the other day, and there's it was one thing that struck me when I was looking at all the free agency names is there's a lot of ex-Niners that were hitting the market, and it's just the nature of the NFL, right? It's just but you recognize some, like a guy like Cleveland Farrell. Remember, he was he did pretty well, and he went to Washington, and but he's a free agent. Charles Omenihu, who played on the line and kind of really took advantage and showed how you use that versatility where you can line up on the edge and then be an interior pass rusher. He's available too, but I don't know if the Niners necessarily want either one of those guys back. It just it shows you that there are enough people out there. It just day one of free agency is when the huge deals get made, people overpay, and then as the dust settles, you go, okay, there's some other guys you can take. But at the same time, I mean, this regime said they want to get younger, faster, healthier, right? So it's not like you want to go out and get a lot of veterans that have injury histories, and that's why you kind of like slow play your way into free agency right now.
Cam, to that point, do you feel like the front office is being more cutthroat? Because I'm hearing a lot of talk about they regret the you know, the Ayuk deal. They're going to be more stern moving forward. Where do you come out on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think that's proven out because I think mainly they kind of look back on last year and just go, last year, maybe the year before, and the Ayuk deal, even Debo's situation, I think irks them because, you know, whether it's buyer's remorse or just they just say, I don't know if we should have done that. But that's the way it's doing business. You know, McCaffrey and Trent Williams, they both got raises last year because they took the team to the Super Bowl. And right now they're going, well, we're coming off a 6-11 last place season. We do got to get a little bit more cutthroat, but I think in the grand picture of everything, everybody's going to be, what's this offseason going to be known for? Well, now it's going to be known because there was a big mass exodus on day one of free agency, but in the end, it's going to be known for how much they pay Brock Purdy and what commitment they make to him. And that's still to be determined.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game, talking Niners. Let me just throw this name at you, Jake Moody. What do you think is going to happen with him? Obviously drafted high by the 49ers, but didn't have a great year last year.
Okay, I don't know if you saw it on my Twitter or Instagram, but I did a little a very amateur graphic, right? I took a screenshot of the Niners Super Bowl starting lineup from 13 months ago and crossed out all the names of the guys that are no longer on the team. And it's a lot. There's a lot of red ink, obviously. Like half the team essentially is gone in 13 months. But Jake Moody's still there. And I got so many comments and DMs from people saying, why is Jake Moody's name still there? And here's why. Because he's played only 2 years, he's a third-round draft pick, and I think they're cutting him slack because they made him play last season, or they had him play last season after that really bad high ankle sprain where he only missed 3 weeks. He was really good up to that point. He came back and he was a disaster, and it wasn't just the physical, then it caused havoc inside his head, and it just, you wonder, okay, they'll bring in competition for him, I suppose. I mean, nobody's signed kickers yet on day one of free agency. And I would imagine they got to bring in somebody to challenge him rather than just go, here, it's still your job. But it's like, it's okay. It doesn't mean he's the kicker in 6 months. But for right now, they're not cutting ties with him yet.
Cam, can you understand if any Niner fan out there feels like this is somewhat of a, I've heard soft reset or a rebuild, because if they're not a player in free agency in the next couple of days, you know, the draft's a crapshoot and they're going to do their best. But Stani was talking about their soft schedule next year, and I get that, it seems kind of risky. So do you take offense to that if you hear some Niner fans say, you know what, it feels like a soft rebuild per se?
I'd say you go look at that roster, and you're going to see about 6 or 7 superstars still on it, okay? You're going to have the soft schedule. This is not, like, if I can invoke my years of experience, I think it was back in 2004, they had what was like Terry Donahue called the salary cap from hell, and they got rid of more than half the guys, including Jeff Garcia and Terrell Owens, right? And that team was a disaster afterwards, and that's why they got the number one pick and got Alex Smith back in 2005. And then you go to, gosh, what was it, 2015, when it was the retirement brigade of like Willis and Justin Smith and Anthony Davis and Chris Borland. Every guy was retiring left and right. And then that team went down the spiral for a couple of years, and Shanahan inherited it. I don't see this being the same. There is still enough star power, experience in that locker room, coaching staff consistency, and enough harmony in the building where they can rebound pretty fast. Because, you know, they played a lot of young guys last year and got that experience. And so there is this blend of top-end talent mixing in with some youth, and they're probably going to infuse it with more youth, this year and see where the chips lay. But, I mean, I do not think that they're headed for another 6-11 season. I think it could be flipped and be an 11-6 playoff team.
It's possible. It's possible, especially with that schedule. I'm not saying they've chosen this route because of their schedule, but do you think that they'll never acknowledge it? But do you think that might be a small part of it?
No, I mean, they can't look at the schedule either, because every team changes. But I'll just say that, I mean, last year's schedule was incredibly tough. With some of those road trips that they had plotted out there, you know, and by the time they got to Green Bay and Buffalo late in the season was almost a lost cause. But you're barely playing any playoff teams. And those teams that were kind of bad teams last year, they've spent a lot in free agency. But like any time in the NFL, there's movement with quarterbacks and coaches. The Niners aren't changing their quarterback and they're not changing their coach. So that gives them another leg up.
Cam, thank you so much.
Appreciate
I know we
it.
Kept you pretty long today, but there's a lot going on with the Niners, and we really appreciate you updating us, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you. Take care.
Yes, sir. That's Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Man, we ran the gamut with Cam. 888-957-9570. A lot to get into with the Niners, Goo, and anything Cam say stick out to you?
He said 7 superstars still on the roster.
Okay.
And I could come up with 6, and I'm going to run them by you, and you and Evan tell me if you think I'm missing somebody. But I was just thinking, you know, you got Trent, you got Fred Warner, Bosa, McCaffrey, Kittle, and I'm throwing Ayuk in there. Do you have a problem with that?
Okay, I have...
Who am I missing?
Ayuk, Bosa, Williams, Warner, McCaffrey, Kittle.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And again, I, not to say, but I'm missing like...
You're missing. We're missing one.
We missed it.
You know who it
one?
Is? You ready? Brock Purdy.
Damn. But damn, Stani.
Cam said
you.
There's still 7 like stars on the roster.
Oh, I thought he said 6.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard 7.
Yeah. So no, you guys are on it.
Okay. Well, man, how did I? So you ready to throw Purdy in there? Because he's going to get paid. But are you cut? Like, man,
I would just say guys who are paid like stars. We'll see if they can deliver.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. You know, there was one thing I wanted to ask him, but you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Goo. I didn't ask because...
Well, this is not the Stani I know.
I just felt like people can be like... Well,
they're already saying that about the team, like, because we don't know, but go ahead.
I was going to say this yesterday. I'm not... And listen, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Not at all. But I'm not convinced... Aaron Rodgers is completely and utterly off the table.
Wow.
If they can't get something done with, if this is kind of a reset.
R-E-L-A.
I know. See, that's why I didn't even want to. That's why I didn't,
but what if it hits?
That's why I don't even want to bring it up.
Came true, and I was like, dude, you need to go pee in a cup. That's true. But imagine.
But if it's a soft, let's say they really get into some tricky negotiations with Purdy, and they are trying to hold the line, and they're being a little more cutthroat. And they maybe see this year as
this would
team
be some of your best work, man.
Yeah, it's a long shot. But
so, do you think there's some static with the Purdy?
No,
it's supposed to be a layup. I get it, but man, I can't wait for the number to come out, Stoney.
I still think it's going to be less than we thought. Let's say at the start of the year,
is Purdy the first example to where if the regime now is being more stern or more frugal with their bread, does his contract reflect that?
I think it's they've already been more careful with their bread, and I love the phrase that Cam Inman used, and he goes, of all the players that are no longer going to be on the team, he said, I'm not sure any of those players are players that you want to fight to pay for.
All right.
And I know what he's saying there, and we'll see how it works out, but a guy like Greenlaw, the 49ers have
Draymond
now.
Green was, yeah, when healthy.
Two out of the last 4 years he hasn't played, and the 49ers probably look at Greenlaw like, boy, we'd love to have him back on our terms.
And he got paid, yeah.
Somebody came knocking and he left. And I'm kind of with him there. As big as these names are, I don't know that that any of those guys are so important that you would pay him a lot of money or get into some kind of bidding war with another team.
Evan, I'm going to throw this to you because when you were out, Stoney, again, I mean, he hit me in the head with, how could you want help or ask for help for Bosa on that D-line when you're supposed to be the help? Now with no Floyd here, and again, Bosa's brother could be on his way, but for right now, Evan, I'm going to just double back and revisit. Do you still feel that way? Nah, when you're getting paid the money Bosa is, ain't no asking for help.
I mean, Myles Garrett doesn't play on a very good team. Max Crosby doesn't play on a very good team. Those players still produce. I realize they didn't make the playoffs, but yeah, I mean, my expectation for Bosa doesn't change. If you got the bag, you got to produce. Man. And they're going to try and get him some help. It could be his brother. But I think the kind of the bigger takeaway is, like you and I discussed it last week, we're asking them to do business differently. But they are.
Wow.
And I don't know if people necessarily like it, but biting the bullet, paying however much money in dead cap, they're trying to basically just consolidate this big tax bill that was going to come due at some point. And if you're telling me that you can get everything clean in 1 year, and oh, by the way, it's a season where you still feel like you can be semi-competitive.
Man.
I think that's best case scenario.
I kind of think that is their strategy a little bit is, You lose what you can, I shouldn't say dead weight, but you lose some players that you didn't want to, you wanted to make sure not to overpay. Now you try to get Purdy at a lower number than you might have gotten him at the beginning of the year, get him in the fold, and then you start to kind of rebuild again once you get those finances in order. All right, let's keep talking Niners because there's a lot of other stuff going on with them. Kyle Shanahan, his role, how much clout he still has. That's one of the things. And what you guys think about this new way of doing business for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm looking at Philip Estrada saying, it's not being careful, it's being cheap. And I was wondering if the 49ers fans think that this team's it's going cheap. I'm not willing to say that just yet. But how are you feeling about the Niners offseason? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Now,
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, Guru and I will be at Chase Center. Warriors practicing there earlier in the day, and we will have some Golden State Warriors to talk to tomorrow. Names, TBD, but you know them. You know them. We'll get some good guys. You know that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of Warrior talk tomorrow. Then Thursday, come out and watch the Warriors play the Kings at Public Market Emeryville. That is Thursday night. We're having a watch party at Public Market in Emeryville. Join Guru and I. It'll be a lot of fun. Last time we had one of these was at Tipsy Putt at the New Bay Street Emeryville. That was fun.
Great time.
And hopefully we'll get a lot of people and listeners out there tomorrow. And like I said, I'm efforting the company credit card. So
how's that going? How's that coming?
We as a station can pay back some of our great listeners and maybe have a cold one.
Look at my man, because Tipsy Putt did not disappoint. Now, we got to do a little house cleaning.
Oh.
So, Evan's going to be in for me Thursday as I'm going. I got a funeral to go to, Stani. So, when they make their little fun, because it's on a Thursday, for FOE family over everything, Evan was concerned.
Except that family reunion when the Warriors are in the finals.
You got to work. What would that look like if I was gone for a family reunion, the team's in the finals, and we didn't cut?
Let me ask you a question.
No, seriously, we owe it to my job.
It's a hard question for me to ask.
You'd come back for the parade.
It's a hard question for me to ask, but do you feel more obligated to go to a family reunion or a funeral?
A funeral.
I'm with you.
Come on, now that's death.
Look, you know what? Speaking of death.
Simmer.
Everybody the Niners, right? Passes. Yes. I think we should celebrate more when it all comes to an end as opposed to mourn. I like the way they do it in New Orleans.
Yeah, I was just going there. And Evan just went to one in the Bay where it was more of a celebration.
That's what they're calling celebrations of life.
I'm with him, a little bit.
You got to celebrate, just not for 4 hours.
Oh, well, he went to an extended one.
If I got to pay my meter during the funeral, it's gone on for too long.
Don't talk about that. Oh, man.
All right, let's, by the way, do we have any, what's it called when you're an expert on dreams? I've gone down this road before. Like, if you can interpret dreams, does that person have a title? Because I had a couple doozies. I had two doozies last night.
I can't wait.
If somebody can explain this one.
You had two last night?
Yeah, one. I had one. Then I had to get up with a dog at 2:10. And then I came back. The first one was, I was running in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I was a long way from home. And I just kept getting lost. And I just couldn't find the right streets. I couldn't download the map app on my phone. I was sweating. I was
wearing. But you weren't being chased. You're just.
Are you sure you weren't awake? I
was not being chased. That was the other thing. And then here's the doozy.
Give it to me.
Here's the doozy. I go back to bed and I have a dream. I'm playing golf on this course that is absolutely terrible, and I've never played there before. And guess who's in my foursome?
Evan, you take a crack at it while I who? Guess who's
you'll
in
never, Curry?
No, you'll never. This is the thing. I got it. Dan Dibley was one of them.
Kirk Cousins.
No. And this other guy nobody's going to know. His name's Mike Walcott. I worked with him 20 years ago at the Contra Costa Times. He now works for the Chico Enterprise. But the fourth one is the one I can't figure out for some reason.
Sam Lubman.
Jim Harbaugh was the fourth.
Because you like him.
And here's the other thing I remember.
It's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
And you were back to work.
He hit a shot that was, it was like an approach shot that was close. And he was like, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm on the first tee. I hit a slice. I can't find the ball. And now they're all ahead of me, Dibs and Harbaugh. They're up on the green. I can't find my ball. I finally find it. But now the group in back of me is pushing. So I just pick up my ball and I go to the second tee. I hit another shot off the second. Harbaugh hits one down the middle. I hit one, another slice, out of play. And I get to the third hole and I'm like, I've hit two shots today. Two drives, and I picked up both because I was playing so slowly. I couldn't find... Anyway.
Not the type of
Where's
dreams
Freud?
I like. Yeah.
Give me
somebody
Sigmund.
In the text line has the name. I don't want to butcher it.
What name?
Of the interpret dreams, the job title.
Okay. I'll figure it out. Let's get to a call real quick.
Yeah, back to the Niners.
Let's go to...
How dare you do that to Cam?
Do what?
I started the interview with bad material about Evan seeing him at the game.
Okay.
And then he was talking about his mustache, and you go back to Wiggins.
Well, that was just like, let's get to the Niners.
Well, to be fair, Cam was correct. He's got to shave that lip sweater.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Stoney.
Not a huge
mustache. Kicking the guess out.
Not a huge mustache guy. Maybe it's because I could never grow one. I just can't. All right. Do I want to? We got to take a break. So I see. You know, let's go to Damon. Damon's in San Francisco. Hey, Damon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what? I was listening to the call, and those superstars that he said were left over, that core, like six of them, six or seven. I think both of you guys left out Purdy's name, and that just says a lot. Like, that just says a lot in itself. But out of all of those, out of, like, all those stars that he had mentioned, I was like, man, almost all of them on that list are questionable. McCaffrey, is he going to come back to form when we first got him? You know, or is he going to have, continuing issues? Sam Williams getting older. Really, the only ones I felt really comfortable about were Kittle and Warner.
Warner, yeah.
Ayuk, he has his issues. So it's like, man, it just – I just can't shake the feeling that, man, it feels like this team might be headed for a recession.
Ooh, boy.
And it feels like the end of that Harbaugh era where guys were going.
Wow.
And, you know, it just – It was just a down season. I think that a lot of this rests on Purdy, and he gave us such a big question mark last year because it wasn't like he had an ankle sprain or he was dealing with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was just making bad decisions. He was making bad decisions. And then on top of that, he couldn't drive the ball downfield. Like, he was hanging the ball up in the air. It was like Garoppolo all over again. He didn't have the arm strength, so is there something going on with his shoulder?
Yeah, hey Damon, we got to hit a break, but you're right on the money. And you know, they need all those guys on that list to play better than they did last year. 888-957-9570. I'll get to more calls on the other side. And there's about four other things 49ers related I want to get into. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.